Hello, this is Linda Matias of Career Strides. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're going to go over job interview mistakes you should avoid. When you go on an interview with a prospective employer, you probably have 100 things running through your mind, and this may cause you a lot of anxiety. However, if you can focus on the important items of the interview, then you will feel more relaxed and in control of the message you wish to send. Many people find it helpful to know what not to do in an interview in order to better understand what they should do. In order to prepare yourself for that all-important interview, make sure you avoid the following mistakes that could prevent you from winning that position. The first is dressing inappropriately. You should really know the company culture and understand how employees dress before you go on an interview. This could be a costly mistake if you don't know. For example, you don't want to dress in business casual if many of the current employees are wearing conservative clothing. You want to look like you already fit the bill. In order to find out how current employees dress, you can actually check out the company website. A lot of times company websites actually have pictures of current employees, and you can take a look at the style of dress. Another is that you can actually call the HR department and ask how you should dress for the interview. The most important thing to remember is that you do want to look the part, and if you have no idea how to dress, then use your own judgment and dress one notch above what you believe the employees are wearing. So for example, if you believe that the setting is corporate casual, then you know you want to wear a business suit. If you believe that the employees are wearing jeans, then you would want to wear business casual attire. The next is being late to the interview. I think this one speaks for itself. The reality is that if you arrive late, this leaves a bad taste in the prospective employer's mouth. If you can't be on time for the interview, how dependable could you be as an employee? This will be the thought that will be running through their mind. Therefore, you should arrive at least 10 minutes before the interview. Doing so, you'll have the opportunity to freshen up in the ladies' or men's room, and you will actually have the opportunity to complete an application if the job requires you to do so. Another mistake that individuals do is not asking questions during the interview. You don't want to sit like a bump on the log during an interview. You want to show interest in the company by asking the employer what his or her biggest challenges are. What is the average workday for the type of position that you're interviewing for? Or what is the next step in the interview process? The questions you ask are indicative of your interest in the position. If you don't ask questions, the interviewer will assume you won't accept a job offer if it's extended. Another mistake that individuals make is asking about salary and benefits too early. The appropriate time to discuss issues of compensation is when a firm offer is on the table. Don't bring up the topic prematurely. Take the time to learn about the company and the open position. In the end, money isn't everything. Career satisfaction comes in many forms. For example, opportunity for growth or flex time, and so on. Most individuals are seeking positions due to issues other than financial matters. For example, a lot of people are looking for jobs because they can't get along with their current employer or because they're actually moving. So during the interview, concentrate on what really matters, the responsibilities of the job at hand. Another mistake that individuals make is not bringing a resume to the interview. Don't assume that the employer already has a copy of your resume. In fact, sometimes employers don't even read your resume before you walk into the door. In addition, many employers now conduct group interviews, so you should always bring extra copies of your resume to pass around. This will demonstrate that you have foresight and consideration. Being unprepared for questions is another big interview mistake. You should avoid going blank during the interview by preparing your answers in advance to some of the common interview questions. For example, what is your greatest strength? What is your greatest weakness? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? If you prepare in advance for typical questions such as these, and you will be asked these questions in one form or another, you will appear poised and confident to the employer. And a above all, never ever lie to an employer to get the position. Doing so, you undermine your own strengths and abilities and the trust of the interviewer. If you can't get the position based on current and potential skills and accomplishments, then you probably shouldn't be applying for that particular position. Now that you're aware of the most common interview mistakes, you can take proactive steps to ensure that your interview is the best that it can be. Again, this is Linda Matias. Thank you for joining me today. For additional interview advice, you can go on to www.careerstrides.com. Until next time, be good.